Blog Talk Radio.
Every week we try to bring you a different act, a different type of diversity. This guest we have today is truly all aspects. I mean, the man, the myth, the legend, you know, he truly is legendary. He's created, you know, success and greatness through his music. But, you know, we're not only going to share that, we're going to share the man behind the music. With that being said, welcome, man, the one and only Mike D'Angelo. Mike, what's happening?
Man, chasing dreams don't follow. It's such an honor to be a part of this legendary, you know, platform. You guys are doing an amazing, beautiful job over there. And I'm just honored to be a part of it, man. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're living the dream out here, man. Being blessed, coming at you all the way from the 417 in the middle of the country, right in Missouri. Trip with Two Peas here with Don McGuire, and that always means a good time. Don, good to be back with you again, brother. Thank you for having me on.
Man, honor, a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, most definitely, bro. You know, we look at life, and I think this was what I kind of wanted to inspire through the post that I did. You know, you look at life, and people always want to be judgmental. Society judges people by the outward appearance, per se, the book, the cover on the book. But when you look at Mike D'Angelo, you can't do that, because when you open up, the pages aren't empty. The pages are filled with travesty, adversity, perseverance, and passion. What inspired Mike D'Angelo to create the man he is today?
First and foremost, man, I'm a God-fearing man. I'm a man first. Most importantly, people like Tupac Shakur, Maya Angelou, you know, these are people that have a legacy. Long after their demise, they're able to still be talked about, read about, heard about, and, you know, you still feel like these people are still amongst us. And these are people that inspired me to, you know, just accept who I am and accept what I do and share it with the people. And I want to be rich with the people. So, you know, these are people who fulfill that, and I just take pages out their book and, you know, just try to, you know, not compromise who I am to satisfy nobody and stay true to who I am.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, bro, because I'm 51 years of old, you know, of age. I'm the OG of the group here. But I look at life totally different in some aspects. And I like using this analogy because it truly reflects on you. You know, people say, here we are in 2018, you can't create change. That's a bunch of bullshit, bro. You look at Martin Luther King, you look at Rosa Parks. Rosa, you know, those are two individuals who stood up and created change. What was it inside of Mike D'Angelo that made him stand up and create change, not just in his life, but the lives of others?
It's like, I can't honestly, like, if I was to give you a structured answer of exactly what it is, I'd be lying to you, and I refuse to do that. I feel like I have something in me that needs to be shared with the world, and I'm not afraid to share it. And it comes with courage, it comes with bravery, it comes with learning who you are, searching deep within yourself and who you are. You know, everybody has a path and a God-given talent. And one of the adrenaline rushes of life, we don't know when we're going to check out. We don't know when God is going to call us home. So I might be talking to you, and you might say, I might tell you, hey, bro, today can be Monday. And I say, hey, bro, Let's link up on Friday. Let's do this at 7 o'clock at Friday. Who am I to be confident to know, you know, that selfish to say, hey, guess what? I'm going to see you on Friday at 7 o'clock when it's Monday. I don't know if God got plans to call me home in the next 5 minutes. So I don't live. I live with the hopes and the prayers that I see tomorrow, but I get the most out of my right now. And I have this, I have these thoughts, I have these things that I want to accomplish with my life, so I don't prolong, I don't push it to the side, I don't start something today just to finish it tomorrow. If I love a person, if I care about a person, I tell them that right then and there. Always been real aggressive in knowing how to separate my wants from my needs, and I just want to be a necessity to my people, and it's imperative that I live every second and letting people know that be legendary is just not something that's said. It's how you live. It's a way of life.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
That's some deep shit, bro, for real. I love what you said, live with the hopes and prayers of tomorrow, but for today. And I want to kind of touch on that, man. As far as the, you know, every man's journey, every person's journey, everybody has their journey, like you were talking about, that path that God gave us. For you, the evolution to become who you are now, from all of the Mike D'Angelos that you have been throughout the past and continue to grow into and continue to be, what transitions have you seen that impact you the most when you reflect on them? Like, good, bad, or indifferent, just looking back at who you used to be, who you are, and what are the differences that you see there?
I understand my mistakes more. You know, I understand the process of life. I understand how the right now can, 1 second you can be up, the next minute you can be down. People are really defined in the moments of remaining who they are, no matter what obstacles or trials and tribulations are thrown at you, no matter what blessings you are, you still got to remain grounded and remain humble. So certain situations where I had desires for certain things, whether it was, you know, females or, you know, materialistic things, I outgrew them. I outgrew the desire. They didn't make me. Nothing made me more happier than, you know, meeting a total stranger and letting them know that, hey, if nobody told you that, nobody loves you today, or you want to give up on your dream or you feel like it's the end of your rope, put that L up and raise it high and be legendary. This be legendary is mean. It means to me that, you know, you're dead longer than you're alive. The only thing that's forever is death. So once you're gone forever. So this day that we're living in right now, this interview that we're having right now, if we don't touch on to who we truly are, what we do today will be talked about tomorrow. So somebody out of all these beautiful viewers that you have, we might plant a seed in somebody that might change the direction and the learning curve for them through their trials and tribulations, through their mistakes, just by accepting our flaws, just by accepting our path. You feel me?
Definitely.
So
I want you to talk real quick to that person out there right now who is listening, going, man, I haven't been told that I'm loved lately, or I haven't been told that I'm legendary or worth anything. What do you have to say to that listener?
I would tell a person as sincere as possible that nobody can take what God sent you here with. Life is about air. That's what I tell them. If they would ask me what you mean, air. If God were to take water from us right now, right, we still have grocery stores that might we might riot to get in so we can get the last little bit of milk, juice, you know, go to liquor stores, riot liquor stores. People that never drunk liquor a day in their life might go to these liquor stores just to get, I'm sorry about the coughing, got a little cold, but to get the last little bit of, you know, refreshments to nurture our body. Just to stretch life a little bit, but eventually we will dehydrate. So you can stretch life a little bit. Name one thing that you can you know, compromise for air and we still live. Nothing. You have to figure out what your air. You have to figure out what your air is, because without air, we'll die immediately. You know, unfortunately, that's how life works for us. So I would tell them, no matter what you're doing, you have air. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still alive.
Right.
Never give up, because with every breath, you got to change what you put into the universe. You got to change what you put into the universe. So if you're walking around talking about, well, things not adding up for me, I'm down on my luck, nobody cares about me, fuck life, forget this, forget that, somebody's going to inhale that, because air travels. We don't know how high it goes, we don't know how far it goes. So somebody's going to inhale that, and they're going to exhale that. And 9 times out of 10, the people around them are going to capture that air. So if I try to put some positive air into you or some belief into you, eventually you're going to inhale that, and then you're going to exhale that to the world. And, you know, that's how your legacy is built. So if nobody told you that they love you, all I'm doing is putting air into you. You might be a flat tire you might need some fixer flat. Let me be your fixer flat. You feel me? I want to put back air into you so you can make progression through whatever your mental, because most of it is mental. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, you want to be mentally free so you can stay physically free. You feel me? So mentally, let's just build each other up. Let's feed the brain. Let's feed our souls. Let's feed our minds. And if nobody told you that they love you, you know how sincere I am, because my actions dictate that.
Man, mad respect on that, bro. That couldn't have asked for a better answer. That was deep. I feel better now, and I felt fine before. Now I feel great.
100.
You know, it truly is 100. You know, one thing that, you know, because I know who you are, and, you know, one thing you're going to learn about my show is it's unique, man. There's 100,000 shows out there. I'm like you. I always feel that. And able to get your word out, get your message out, you have to be diverse. And, you know, what better way to be diverse than be real? So, you know, you look at life in general and you see these artists come up, and I'm not too keen on a lot of the artists that are coming out in the scene today, but,
right,
you know, they don't find themselves giving back.
Right.
Now you got Mike Angelo, a young man that really didn't have the greatest childhood, a man that fought to get out of the ghetto, get out of the projects, to find his way in life, to give back. What has you deep in heart, deep in pocket, giving back to the community that you once escaped from?
I mean, I understand that I'm just one of many seeds, one of so many seeds that, you know, that's born into it, not sworn into it. Sometimes we're born into a world or born into situations that we don't know how to maneuver through. So we go through certain things. We develop scars. Scars are forever. Each scar has a story. I want people to know that's going through the same things that I've gone through and that I'm going through, to know that you giving up and you accepting the bad end of the stick is unacceptable. So when somebody says something is impossible, you take that same air I told you about and blow some air in between the world. And guess what? If you look deeper, when somebody says something is impossible, spread the word out a little bit. It says, I'm possible. The answer is right there within the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
I feel you.
It's up to you.
Let's take it just a deep further, and then we'll kind of change and transition into a different aspect. You know, at a certain point in time as a young man, you were thrown out of a building from the third story. Let's just tell it how it is, how life really is. And, you know, in most situations, a lot of people wouldn't have lived through that. So when Mike D'Angelo looks back at that moment, do you believe that it was the defining moment in your heart, defining moment from God, that from that point forward showed you the path that you needed to be legendary on?
It just made me, you know, realize how strong, you know, people are. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's been thrown out of windows before. It's people that's been, you know, in a lot of domestic violence type of situations, and, you know, it's a lot of people that have been through a lot of things. I know for me, I can only speak from my angle, from my vantage point. I know for me, it woke up this fight in me It gave me that confidence to know that you don't have the power to take me out of here. Only God can. He's not ready for me. You know? Just like how Martin Luther King felt when he was walking and they was throwing stones at him and he kept walking, never dished out any negativity in the midst of that when he could have. You know? Sometimes we face with certain obstacles in life that we put to the test, and I feel like it was nothing but a test. You know, this person was raised that way to physically abuse me how he did and do these things to me. I mean, being put in a shower, in a cold freezing shower, and being beaten with an extension cord, or being told to do so many push-ups to where your limbs, you can't move your body. And, you know, so many things that I went through as far as that chapter in my life, you know, it never broke me. It never broke me. And I can't take credit for that. I'd be a fool to take credit for that. That was all God, you know. That was God saying that, hey, you know, I'm not ready for you. You take these guards and you show people that all this can be done to you. And you can persevere. You know, it's all in the mind. And pain is processed in the mental. So I block out. They told me how to block out a lot of pain. You know, even when I have my heart broken and, you know, certain things that I've been through in my life, man, I can handle these things.
What didn't kill you made you stronger, huh?
right, exactly.
How do you feel? That's, man, I'm trying to transition this smoothly from that, because that was some real deep and some very real 100 shit that you just put out there, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing it with us and with the listeners. How do you feel that those kinds of interactions have not only molded you as who you are, but molded the perspective that you see from other people or from yourself of the world and how you view people now?
I mean, I see people that, first and foremost, man, when you work hard and you put in a lot of labor, you get to a point where you no longer have to introduce yourself. People just know you. People stop you in the middle of the street. People, you know, they look for you to embrace them and, you know, show you love and tell you how you, you know, how you change their mindset or change their life. And I get a lot of that now. And that's not to be, like, big-headed or anything like that. I just feel like God is using me, a higher being is using me to get a message out. You feel me? And, you know, it's a lot of people that go through things. You know, everybody goes through things. You feel me? It's just sometimes we tend to, you know, look at it from one, look at it from certain angles. You feel me? So
definitely, man.
You know.
Yeah, you know. The thing about life, man. Like I said, I'm the OG here, so you know, I kind of rule my roost a little bit different. You know, I look at life as it's a beautiful blessing, like you do, and greater blessings came to Mike D'Angelo because of who he is, what he is, and where he came from, and the rise up. We're gonna go ahead and drop a beat right now, and you know, I was gonna cut it, but let's go ahead and play it in its full entirety, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the path from there.
Yeah. My mic sound nice, check once. Yeah. Never let your dreams die. Get up on your grind till your cream rise. Get up on your grind till your team rise. Edgewood, I was raised on the mean side. Staring out the window of my project. Pony's got him on the ground with his arm stretched. Now my dog on the run, that's a far fetch. I'm just trying to make it out, but it's a process. God bless, I be praying for the weak. Cause these niggas praying on the weak. Dead bodies laying in the street. Dead bodies laying over sneaks. Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, they ain't playing with the heat. No matter what, be a man, stand on my feet. Faith unbreakable, man of belief. 2020 vision, got a plan, I'm a beast. Should've been with X-Men, goddamn, I'm a beast. I don't need a gun with my hands, I defeat. Jab upstairs, then I swing underneath. T-bars left, I stand on the creep. It's a dirty game, but I'm playing it for keeps. Gyms and me and Bam Bam playing on the beach. Talks about life, he understand what I teach. Cost to be the boss, better have a receipt. I
land on my chest in the sand where we sleep.
Uh-huh.
It's hella jail for the most of us. Understanding in his name, they're approaching us. Donald Trump got an office, ain't no hope for us. I'm protecting everything that be close to us. Slow down, watch what you posting up. For the police at your door screaming, open up. Got your hands behind your back, now you're thrown in cuffs. Now you're sitting in a cell all alone and stuck. Seen a father tell his own door to open up. Put his hands on her mouth, close and shut. Found a body in the trash, all folded up. Miss Ebony, oh so much, I'm so disgusted. My uncle said I wasn't old enough to play ball with his dogs, had to grow some nuts. Kept working on my game, got bold and tough. Bad boy with the rock, holding pop, yeah. I remember growing up. Have you ever seen a bass head open up?
Boom.
Gunshots woke him up. Just another black man killed over lust. Just for the nights that my pops wasn't showing up. Mama struggling and cried while she holding us. Had to do it like a 40 to get my focus up. I know he mad that I'm blowing up. He broke as fuck. Yeah, I'm just cruising on the red line. Writing letters to my dogs during fair time. Beat it, take you way back, LeBron hairline. Grind no spare time. This my train of thought.
I'm just rolling through my city. Orange, red, green, blue, silver, yellow, red, and color, so pretty. I'm from with this motherfucker that kill you for a fresh pair of pennies. This is my, 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 this is my train of thought.
Ripped it all the way through on that one, bro. You killed that shit.
Good looking out. Yeah, train of thoughts, man. I was just, you know, putting it all out there for the world to have.
And for the listeners out there who are bumping to that and really enjoying it, is there a spot right now where the people got some of your music?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, for the people right now who are bumping to that, is there a place out there, an upcoming project where people can enjoy some more of your music and look you up?
Yeah, man. You not only can you follow me on via Instagram at IAM underscore Mike, M-I-K-E, D'Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O, underscore, I am Mike D'Angelo. But you can click on the link in my bio once you get there. You can type my name in on YouTube. My single Trap House is on every major digital platform. I just recently dropped a mixtape called Gone. Gone stands for Grind or Never Eat. That dropped on my birthday this past summer, August the 8th. So you can actually listen to Train of Thoughts there and a lot of dope other, you know, freestyles and, you know, music I've created. I'm actually in the studio working on, you know, future projects and stuff like that. So I'm just working, just putting in the time, putting in the hours in the gym right now.
Dope.
Most definitely, bro. You know, that kind of want to take, man, first I love that beat, you know, but I kind of want to jump back just to hear, you know,
yeah.
When you kind of, at 15, bro, you produced your first song, and you know you went out and you funded your own, actually your own shows. You did your own thing, and
yeah.
At a certain point in time, you landed in L.A. You came across the Compton Menace, and you started producing music. You know, what was the defining moment in Mike D'Angelo? Did you feel that you had finally tasted where you needed to be the whole time?
I still haven't got to that place because my vision is to be rich with the people. So my legacy and my grind will never, you know, never stop or never cease because there's somebody dying every day, there's somebody's being born every day. So, you know, while I'm here, I'm gonna plant as many seeds as I can and, you know, push until I'm as rich with the people. Like I said, my biggest fear is not dying. My biggest fear is dying in the world never knowing I existed. So, you know, I haven't reached a third of my peak, I feel. You feel me? I haven't reached anything. You feel me? I love total strangers. There's no such thing as white, black, Chinese, Asian, you know, blue, none of that. There's only one race, and that's human race. And
amen. Bruh, I'm colorblind to a T. You know, and I think that growing up in the projects, growing up with the diversity that I've had to in life and formulated in the Midwest has truly allowed me to see that personal ignorance still exists, but if you're colorblind and transparent, life is that much more of a better place. You know, you went from correlating with the Compton Menace to being introduced to Birdman and ultimately being signed just this last year to Cash Money. What does it feel on that plane being recognized for the art that you put in your artistry?
It's still surreal to me because where I come from, I wasn't going out to try to, you know, get a deal or anything like that. And that's all into credit to my brother Compton Menace, man. Like, you know, still I tell him all the time he doesn't get enough credit for just how big his heart is. Like, his heart is the biggest organ piece of limb on his body, if that makes any sense. His heart is just bigger than everything on him. You feel what I'm saying? Menace is a big guy. You feel me? So, you know, with Menace, man, it's like you get this person that, you know, becomes inspired by your journey and your talent, and, you know, these people become connected to you, and he says, you know what, I'm going to put you on a platform, you know, to live your dream, to make your dreams reality. You feel what I'm saying? And before you know it, you know, I'm in front of Birdman. I'm in front of Birdman. You know, he say, just randomly, you know what, man? You going hard. I'm taking you in front of Birdman. Come on, you about to meet Stunner. And, you know, I met the guys over there. Beautiful team, beautiful people. And, you know, it's a dream come true, man, because, you know, people would, you know, compromise themselves and do so many things just to live that type of life. You feel what I'm saying? And, I can't put in words how blessed and how thankful I am. Not only am a Compton Menace, but you know Birdman and the whole family over there, and you know a lot of people think when you get a record deal or you get an agreement or anything like that, it's easy. Oh, okay, you're rich. You feel me? No, it depends on what you want. I want my name in the Raptors. I want a legacy. I need a legacy. I'm not going to say I want. I need a legacy. I need Grammys. I need these things. I need to show my people that, you know, there's no such thing as impossible. Just apply yourself. Accept your path and, you know, go hard with it. You feel me? I just want to go hard with it. You know what I'm saying? So I go hard with life. I take it very extremely serious, man. You know, so MHG, it's Money Hall Gang. That's something that was developed by, you know, Compton Menace, the CEO was Chili Dub, and, you know, make a long story short, man, it's been a beauty, man. It's been a beautiful situation ever since, man.
Yeah. Much love to Compton Menace, man, because, bro, I feel his flavor in life because, you know, I've been in the industry 21 years, and,
right.
You know, I never seen it about me, bro. I always saw it about giving back to those who gave to me. I created platforms. I created avenues to share with the world others who put a roof over my head, food in my stomach, and people who take care of my family and my life. And, you know, I'm never one for the limelight because life should be a gift without expectations. And that's why I created this show, to be able to – because everybody, they look at an artist, and like we spoke about earlier, they stereotype. But in reality, that ain't what life's about, man. That isn't the real, you know, lesson that we need to learn here. You know, coming up and doing what you do is the right way. You know, giving back to communities, giving back to people, giving back to mothers and everybody in life. But there's a certain aspect to you that truly inspired me, and it almost brought me to tears. You know, When you reached out to the young man that was killed over his Jordans, how motivational and inspirational was that to Mike D'Angelo, not only to take part of that, but to gain from that as a man?
I feel like, just follow me on this, because I still to this day try to make sense out of everything. So when I was younger, I had a good friend of mine. We were young, but he was murdered for his pair of Jordans. So I got a tattoo on the front of my neck of the Jordan logo, but with bullet holes in it. you know, I had this anger towards, you know, just the Jordan shoe, the Jordan brand for a while. Eventually I grew out of it. But, you know, I never could understand how a human life, a human form can be traded and feel like something materialistic is worth more than that. You get what?
I feel you, man. You know, that bothered me so much that I went and I did a little research. And, you know, I was a little dismayed because first and foremost, I thought Michael Jordan would be an individual to stand up. But then when you look at a little more in-depth look at Michael Jordan, he has money invested in the prison system. So I could correlate it one or two ways. I could correlate it that I think we lost him. Let's go ahead and try to give Mikey a call back. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to hear the rest of that. I love the people
Hello?
Who get on this show.
Hey, bro, I apologize. I don't know why we got cut off there. But,
yeah, I don't know what happened.
But we're good.
But,
we're still live and we're still rolling. The thing of it is I wanted just to correlate one more thought, and then I'm going to toss it over to Trip. But the thing was,
okay. You
look at Michael Jordan, I thought he was going to step up and be the right man like you. But when I look closer, Michael Jordan got money invested in the prison system in our country. So that right off the bat told me that brother right there already knows people are going to be killing people for his shoes. So he making money on two ends of the street, you know, both sides of the street. And that, you know, really took away some of the glow that I had for Michael Jordan.
Well, my thing is we're so quick to put Michael Jordan as the face of it, and that's what I had to learn to educate myself on. Michael Jordan is, no matter how much money he has or anything, there's something bigger over him or around him that, you know, with money becomes business partners and business deals and certain people, certain crowds. So who really goes to say, you know, who's the primary source of these things? All we can do as the minority group, we have to educate ourselves on things. We have to show what $250 can really do. Though currency, you can invest. You can do so many things that can set you up for the next dollar versus, you know, feeling like, hey, I got to take someone's life to get these pair of shoes versus just put in some labor. What do you tell a kid that comes from nothing that sees the person that has these pair of shoes on get all the attention that he thrives for, he thirsts for, he or she thirsts for? What do you tell this person? Eventually, you know, 9 times out of 10 when you're in the ghetto, you're growing up without your father. So you don't have no male structure there, no discipline. You don't have no structure path. Then your mother is left to raise you, and she's got to raise a boy into a man. But in order to do that, she has to work double shifts, triple shifts, keep the roof over the head. So what is left to raise these people? The streets. Teachers take on so much more than just being a teacher. Trade knowledge, educating. They become parents to so many kids. Get what I'm saying? They're not teaching this in schools, though. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like with my voice, with my platform, I can just kind of show you other angles. I can show you how when you squeeze that gun, two lives is always lost. You squeeze that trigger, you go to prison. Your name is traded for a number. You no longer exist. The world no longer knows you exist. And the person that's murdered and killed, they're not coming back. They're gone forever. So did they do something with their life to make the world remember them? It means something to me to make sure the world remembers these people who's murdered for these things. So that's legendary.
Man, I want to the story that you were telling that unfortunately we got cut off on, I do have some questions for you, but I just want to make sure, first of all, that If you want to jump back into that at any point and just start rolling.
Yeah, I can let it. you know, like I said, my friend, he was murdered for, you know, a good buddy of mine, he was murdered for a pair of shorts. And I got a tattoo of the Jordan logo with bullet holes on the front of my neck. Fast forward to James Anthony Smith, which is a young man who was killed in the Southeast community of Washington, D.C. He was murdered for a pair of Jordans. His mother, you know, gives him the pair of Jordans, you know, days before Christmas, you know, as an early Christmas gift. He wears these Jordans. He gets robbed and killed. They find him. Jordans taken off his feet, left there to die over a pair of tennis shoes. That's gut-wrenching. It made me immediately remember how that felt to me losing a good friend of mine. So I'm in the studio. Mind you, I never went through writer's block or not having any ideas, just drawing a blank. I went through that. I go to the TV. I turn on the TV. He's on the news. I go back to my phone. He's the first thing I see on Instagram, all over Instagram. I feel like God took me out of that situation from the studio. It was like, look, I need you to do this right now. I need you to be the voice of these people right now. And I just started moving. I didn't plan none of this stuff to happen like this. I still to this day try to figure out what the hell am I doing. I'm throwing showcases and making so much money, but I'm putting it into the hands of people that I don't know because they're hurting because they don't have the money to bury their kids. I don't keep not a dollar. I don't keep not a penny. You know what I'm saying? And I try to help any way I can help. You feel what I'm saying? And
you've definitely shown that.
That's just how it is. So, you know, I just move when I feel that there's no way I can just sit here and be quiet and look the other way and not use my platform. And there's so many people that have way more followers than me and a bigger audience than me. And I sometimes think to myself and say, like, just speak up. Use your voice. We know you got money. We know you balling. We know that you out the hood. We know that you got a platform. But use your platform to talk to the people that aspire to get to where you at, to let them know that their life needs something. Do we really want each other to make progression? We really want to help each other. Do we?
Hmm.
So it's more of an action. It's easier, you know, said than done. Let's do more doing than talking about it. So I get out here
right.
And campaign with these people. I go to these funerals. I throw a Stop the Violence celebrity basketball event, give back to the homeless. Taking a stand, I'm taking my people and showing them this. I'm just only one person doing this. Imagine if y'all had this mindset. Let's get it.
Definitely. And before I jump into a question about that, if there's somebody listening right now, like, yo, I want to be a part of that. I want to reach out. I want to help that cause. Obviously, they have things in their community they could do as well, but is there a way for them to help you or join your cause in doing that and giving back?
Yeah, I mean, number one, I don't discriminate. There's, like I said, there's only one race, and that's human race. There's so many problems going on worldwide. I just need people to ask themselves, what can they do to help the person and the people that's on the left or right of them? There's people all over. There's somebody in Chicago or Los Angeles right now that's going through, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress, so many different things. You know, what can you do to educate yourself on other people's problems to help them? You feel me? Let's step up and let's not be about ourselves. Let's not just be about ourselves our whole life. You feel me? Like,
amen.
Help somebody. Sometimes helping somebody doesn't have to come in the form of materialistic things. It can be you just taking your time out to listen to somebody's problems or educate them and show them, okay, well, I never know you went through that. I went through the same thing, and this is how I dealt with it. You might help them deal with it better. get what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, if you're listening right now, being legendary is, you know, that's the brand. Be legendary is the brand, but being legendary is a stand.
I like that. Man, so I want to talk about James Anthony Smith and his family, and I want to know from your generosity and you starting moving, like you say, you know, talk about it or be about it. You just went up there and started doing it, and a little bit turned into a lot. What did you learn from the family of James Anthony Smith or from the process? What did you get to take away from it?
That, you know, these are people that, of course, I respect my elders. These are people that are older than me. But just because people are older than me, you know, his parents and stuff like that, doesn't mean that they're as educated in certain areas that I might be. It might be somebody that's 12 years old right now that's way sharper in the field of math or something. You know, knowledge can come from so many different places. What I learned about, you know, the family is like the majority of these families. It made me open up a bigger question. Do you understand what life insurance is? Do you understand what happens, the process of what happens when you have no money at all? You're already behind on bills and you have to pay thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to die, to be buried. You know what I'm saying? It's not a great feeling when something that you really, really loved, that you feel like you can't live without, you're forced to live without, that's one of the greatest pains ever, is missing someone that's never coming back. I watched these people be strong. They were strong to come out to the event in the midst of their pain and try to have a good time. So many different artists came out to perform and play their part. People that, you know, from neighborhoods in my city that they beef with each other and they're not supposed to be hanging around each other. They put all their differences to the side just to be legendary and help a family out. You feel me?
That's respect.
I've done that with so many families from, you know, Storm Meyer, the young lady that got found dead in her school, from Jasmine Light, you know, Stephen Slaughter, you know, Amir Brooks, Greg McBride, the list goes on. So many people whose lives are being shattered and lost because of these things. You feel me? And I just wanna, you know, help. I wish I could just help everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I can't. But I'm finding a way to build this legacy and build this brand so big that you feel like you want to commit suicide and you have a hotline or something. Or I want people to be able to call me directly. I don't want people to feel like they can't touch me. I'm this person that's inhuman. I'm just not human. You feel what I'm saying? Or he's too big for us. No, I want people to feel like, man, let's call Mike D'Angelo, whether it's a kid, a grandmother, a father. I get all types of people hitting me up now, you feel me? Different walks of life that need help. I just let my resources try to help them, you feel me?
Hey, Don, you're muted. Sorry, man, Don was talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I got so caught up in your words, man, because... And you're wise, and it thoroughly impresses me to hear you speak. You know, this totally caught me off guard today. You know, I've done some of the most major artists in the industry, and I honestly got to say, bro, you kind of choked me up today. You know, so I'm going to ask you a question because I think you're an old soul in a young man's body. You know, to me in life, coming up through obscurity, poverty, knowing what it's like to eat what the butcher throws out, or, you know, looking at your mama and not knowing what she's going to feed you because she doesn't even know what she's going to feed you. Would you say being rich in heart, more than rich in pocket, is truly what defines Mike D'Angelo?
I would say before we get to the rich topic, you have to be so sharp and so filled with faith You have to believe. You have to have faith. You got to have faith. Without faith, without believing in yourself, without believing in better, better don't exist. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it was moments that I felt like, you know, how are we going to eat? Like, even when I, you know, raising my son, it was times that I didn't want my child to know how it felt like to not to be the unfortunate child on Christmas, the unfortunate kid in Christmas that didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. So I would take all my studio equipment and I would pawn it, take it straight to the pawn shop. And just to see him smile, the pain of me losing my equipment of recording, which keeps me at peace. I didn't feel that anymore because he smiled. He was happy, you know. And these are memories that's going to last with him forever. He'll be able to share that with his kids. So when he becomes, you know, a dad, he'll be a proud, well-respected one. You get what I'm saying?
Most definitely. I feel you. I have a son of 32 years of age. So,
yeah.
You know, Mike, God, bro. You know, I look back on my interview with Bone Thugs and Harmony and a message that Sloan Bone gave to me. You know, mm-hmm. It's about community first. And, you know, he even takes it back to where even his own family, he said, you know, Lazy Bone looked at me one day and said, bruh, I took you as far as I can. You
right.
know, it's time for you to go create your own legacy. You
right.
know, so when we talk about self-creativity and finding who we are, you know, you speak so passionately about your son and pawning your recording equipment just so you can see that smile. That speaks profoundly about you. But, you know, when we put it all together, you know, that truly, you know, who Mike D'Angelo is. That's truly what defines you. So when you look back through your life and everything that you've had to overcome and you still are the man you are today, was there ever that inspiration, being it your, you know, your uncle per se, you know, or another mentor in life that, you know, like with me, it was my grandfather, bro. He straight up sat me down and said, you know, I know you done been through some bull. You know, I know you know what it feels like not to be loved. But, you know, you need to stand up. You need to be a man. You need to be you. You need to be transparent. And you need to get back in life. Who was that mentor for Mike D'Angelo?
Mentor, who would I say would be a mentor to me? People that I can consider mentors are people like my Uncle Dennis or my grandmother, even my son. You know what I'm saying? These are people that, you know, I define and learn new things about myself through them, but also through legacies, through legendary legacies. Maya Angelou, so many different things, artists, activists, you know, the list goes on, professor, so many different things that she, you know, accomplished with her life, traversing the world, you know, Tupac Shakur, Nas, Jay-Z, Eminem, Dr. Dre, you know, so many different people, these people made music, and their music dictated the soundtrack to their lives. That's what their music dictated. And that's what it dictated. So I was able to take these things and, you know, listen to being student, how they was able to take their real-life events and their real-life, you know, trials and tribulations and scenarios and talk about them freely. They didn't care about who judged them or didn't like it. It was more so I got it. They released it. So these are people who are just like forefathers to me.
Amen.
Big
Amen.
L. You know, even if you listen to Compton Menace's music, you know what I'm saying? Compton Menace's, you know, even Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, and much love and respect to them. You know, the Jada Kisses, the you know, up to the newer generation, Kendrick Lamar's, J. Cole's, you know, Future, people like so many different people are able to capture their life in present form, you know, through the artistry of music. So that's why it's so important to me, because that's the platform that I choose to tell my life. Some people might use a painting brush to, you know, get their artistry out. Some people might do so many different things to describe their life and describe their emotion.
Yeah, you know, most definitely. You know, it's unique because when I listen to your mentors, honestly, like I said, I'm 51. I'm at the top of the hill and climbing, but there ain't no bottom of the hill for me. But what I reflect on it and what you're saying and mentors, it's kind of a trip because you're way younger than me. And here I look at Tupac Shakur. I look at Bone Thugs and Harmony. If you look at I use this on the same show with them actually. If you look at Crossroads, and mm-hmm. you truthfully, with all intent, listen to that track, if you don't take away anything about life, the business, and the nature of respect, then you mm-hmm. have no right to even be in this business. To me, that was one of the most profound songs in the hip hop industry to date, and still relevates and has resonance in people's hearts. Then you look at Tupac right. Shakur. You know, right. I didn't know my bruh. I'll be straight up. My mother mm-hmm. didn't tell me she loved me until I was 30 years old.
Wow.
My mama shipped me off. I had six other brothers and sisters. I had a stepfather mm-hmm. that beat me, and
wow.
she right. just was like, you know, you gotta go. My real dad didn't want me, so he put me in military school. But the thing that I'm getting at is when I was 30, my mother looked at me and she said, I love you. And I said, do
wow.
you really? And she said, you know what? She said, I need to apologize, but I need to tell you something. And she said, you know, the reason I shipped you off, you had six other brothers and sisters to feed. She said, what was I, kick them out and we starve? Or give you a better life.
Right.
And it brought me to tears because it was like, for the first time in my life, I felt like I had a mother. You know, right. And from that day forward, I talked to her every day. I went out and I seen her in Cali all the time that I could. I flew her out here. And ultimately, my mother ended up dying in my arms. And it
wow.
changed me forever. It brought a new retrospect to life. It brought a new meaning. And to hear the words of wisdom that you speak, bruh, you got it real 100. And I got nothing but respect for you, man. You look at this industry, and it's so filled with people that are self-motivated, self-perpetuated. You know, it's the me generation. It's the, you know, it's look at what I'm doing. But I don't see that in Mike D'Angelo. I don't see that in you at all. You know, you talk about creating a legacy. Bro, you've already defined a legacy.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know?
That's amazing.
No,
I
you're amazing,
that.
Bro. Because it's on the real, man. And I don't give those compliments to many because there's not very many deserving. You know, I'm going to go ahead and drop another track. And when we come back, I'm going to let Tripp pick up on the questioning. But, bro.
Okay.
Much respect and mad love, homie.
Man, mad love to you, man. Be blessed, bro.
Hey, turn this motherfucking beat up, bro. Like, for real, all the way up, bro. Come on, stop that.
Come
shit.
On now.
That session that you
I never thought I had a rough session before me.
It's crazy.
I'm going to say them ears and that motivation a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from the home of Rafer. Yeah, I don't condone that hater. Yeah, shitting on all these niggas. Yeah, I need some toilet paper. I do not owe no favors. No, on the phone with the mayor. Yeah, if you got it, I'ma come and get it. And on black dress and like the Raiders. Yeah, I was just on the West Coast. I was smoking on the best smoke. Bandana tied to the front. Tupac, death row. Tossing dough like a pizza maker. Fuck with me, you gon' see a maker. Got a bad bitch and she foreign. We just hooked up in Jamaica. We was all in them jet skis. We was fucking with them rosters. We was all in the restaurant. Eating pasta. Had a little bit of
I'm just a paper chaser. I go and get the paper. Yeah, I go and get the paper.
For you, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's just one of the minis. Paper Chaser. I had a little fun on that one.
Right on, man. I got a question for you, man. So,
yeah,
I think it was earlier in this interview. I can't remember exactly what we were referencing, but you were talking about how God has a message for you to deliver, and
yeah. You're
just walking around putting that out there. How does that influence you whenever you're behind the pen, whenever you're writing in the studio? How do you take that with you and incorporate it?
Man, it's something that you can't explain. It's a vibe, man. I can't just get on any beat and just do anything. So it has to be a marriage. I have to, a producer cuts on a beat and it has to immediately make me feel a certain way or put me somewhere, and I just let my vibes go. So it's one of those things that still to this day I can't really explain it. It's just me, you feel what I'm saying?
It's part of being natural, just doing you
100%,
and that's what comes out on it. I respect that.
Yeah.
How crazy was it for you, or maybe I shouldn't preface that by saying it was crazy, maybe it wasn't at all. Was it or was it not crazy or different whenever you went from, like you were talking about, recording on your own shit that you can pawn and get gone so that you can pay for Christmas gifts for your kids or all that,
mm-hmm.
from moving from that type of studio to moving to working with Cash Money or working with your uncle or working with, anybody that you've laid it down with?
Like I said, I'm confident of who I am, so it doesn't matter what atmosphere you put me in. I remain who I am no matter what the situation is. I'm the type of person, you can put me in a, an apartment and your booth might be in your kitchen or your bathroom.
Right.
It's all about the vibe, so, it don't matter where I'm at. I'm still Mike D'Angelo. I am Mike D'Angelo. That's who I am, and that's what you're going to get. Regardless of the fact, I'm just going to remain who I am and not compromise it to satisfy anyone.
That's respect, man. Right on.
Mike, certain aspects of life, I like this rhetorical question because it's truly profound. We could be walking through a park down a path, and we come across the puddle of water, or we're walking through a car lot and we look at ourselves in the window of a car, and sometimes in life we get that reflection. We get that deep reflection of where we're at in life and who we are in life. Who does Mike D'Angelo see?
If I was to look in, you know, even when I close my eyes in certain moments within my life, or if I was to look into a reflection of me, I don't see me. I see the people. I see certain parts of me that lives through different people. You know, whether it's the forefathers, different people, whether it's, you know, my ancestors, whether it's the new generation, whether it's kids. It's just the people, man. I feel like that's the greatest gift of life. I know one of the greats, like Bob Marley, touched on that, you know, being rich with the people, you know. So, you know, I see that, you know, long after I'm gone, you know, somebody going to carry on the legacy of being legendary. And somebody will mention my name or talk about me or talk about a moment that I might have with their, you know, their uncles or their dads or, their kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. You know, through the writings of Tara McKnight, you know, the story of Mike D'Angelo has been told. How did that relationship come about, and how blessed is it to have someone be able to put the intimate feelings, the intimate thoughts, and the struggles and admirations of Mike D'Angelo on paper?
I mean, it's just that, you know, when you read, like, certain things or view certain things that saw you, like, and they capture those little details, like, it's like when you're in the heart of it, you don't get what you don't see and feel what the people on the outside looking in see and feel. You know, you're just so busy focusing on the vision at hand within yourself and trying to manifest it that the people on the outside looking in, you don't really know how it's really affecting them unless you give them the confidence and the comfort zone to tell you. So, you know, some of the most brilliant writers, some of the most dopest people, you know, hardworking people have taken their time out because they're inspired and share similarities within my life's journey that, hey, let's talk about this because it made them feel a certain way. It's not nothing that you just see and be like, oh, okay. You see an article on Mike D'Angelo saying, hey, you know, Mike D'Angelo helps a family of James Anthony Smith. Those articles come with an energy, comes with a vibe, and it transfers to people, and people are able to talk about it and, you know, passing on. So, like, when you go up on Google and you see those articles about my life and, you know, stuff like that, people will tell you, man, what you went through is crazier. For you to have the type of heart that you got is even more crazier. You feel me?
Right. Man, we talked way early in the interview. You were talking about, you know, even if we said let's have a meeting Friday at 7, that it's cocky to think that that's, you know, going to happen. And I respect that kind of outlook and the living in the now, praying for the future type moment. Let's say the guy gives you 10 years, which, blessing up, hope he does for sure. Let's say you got those 10 years covered up. What's the future look like for you? What do you see? How are you spreading that love, that positivity, and where you want to see the world in 10 years because of it?
Oh, man. We talking about everything from Be Legendary homeless shelters, Be Legendary music, stronger music programs, Be Legendary, teachers, teaching staffs, schools, you know, basketball camps, sports, athletic camps, you know, music studios, you know, restaurants, et cetera, et cetera.
The whole empire.
Like, just a whole empire, a whole world. Like, it's just a whole world. It's just a whole world of people that, you know, wants only one thing out of life, and that's to have a legacy. Because, you know, like I said, we all not going to be here forever. You know, death is inevitable. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So you're dead longer than you're alive. So while I'm here, I'm going to go as hard as I can to plant as many seeds into people and, you know, legacy-wise and stuff like that so we can make it happen.
And some of those seeds you're already starting to plant, man, and good looking out. Much respect to you on that. And talking about some of those seeds, even what inspires you, or what went through your head that went, you know, there's people out there who can't afford studio time. There's young cats that might really have a voice or have something that they want to say or put out into this world, and they can be legendary and they can start their own legacy, but they can't afford it. They don't have the money for it. What opened your heart to open your doors up to the studio and give them a voice too?
Yeah, it would mean the world to me, because, you know, unfortunately, the world that we live in, money is a language. It's a language. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if you can't talk, if you can't talk it, then nobody's listening to you. Nobody's hearing you. You might have this gift, this passion, this talent, and, you know, these dreams and these goals, but, you know, without money, without any of it, you know, you feel like, okay, well, I can't do this until things get right, you know, as far as financial-wise. So, you know, I want to, you know, let people know that I was the same guy that was getting on a Greyhound bus traveling the country. And, you know, I went from Memphis to, from D.C. to Memphis, 26-hour bus ride, and just to do an open mic. And, you know, had to wait 4 hours for the next bus just to ride it back. For only a couple dollars in my pocket. And I had one bottle of, I had a Coca-Cola and one Snicker. And I would take like little baby bites out of it and take, you know, a couple sips of the soda and just preserve it. You feel what I'm saying? You know.
Grinding.
You gotta be able to separate the wants from the need. I needed this for my life, so you gotta do what you need to do. You know, and that's how I am with it. You feel me? Like, I just want to put people in position to, once they figure out who they are or what they want to do with their life, start attacking it, and don't be selfish enough to not share it with the world.
Amen to that, brother. You know, the stories that we've talked about on this show, man, just straight up, G, mm-hmm. have truly, you know, added so much volume to the post that I did about, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, to hear you say that we're dead longer than we're alive. You know, my man, you're on a mission from God. What you're doing in the music industry and what you're doing in life is truly a testimonial. I mean, it's 24/7, 365 with you. You know, that's an endearing quality. What did it mean for Mike Angelo to be able to remain in the retrospect, but to be able to step on that higher plane with Cash Money, and now be able to be more diverse, be able to share your soul with millions instead of thousands, to be able to inspire those that look at be legendary in their life through Mike D'Angelo?
I mean, most of the people that follow me, they follow me from the beginning. So, you know, just having these things happen to me in my life and, you know, I accomplished, them seeing it more so than me just saying it gave them all the belief that they need to have. You know, I said what I was going to do. I lived in it, and I conquered it. You know, for me winning Breakout Artist of the Year to, you know, everything that I say I do, it gets done, and it happens. And I'm fearless. I won't stop until I achieve it. And then it's on to the next. So eventually, that confidence has to spread like a germ and, you know, live within you, live within the people. You feel me?
Yeah,
you know?
I feel you 100, dog. You know, the weekend before, you know, I had the Philly Breakout Artist of the Year and the Young King. I had the 2017 BET Lyricist of the Year and Mad Squabbles. These individuals are following in the footsteps of Mike D'Angelo. You know, I've seen a new trait and a new trend in the industry, you know, and that's what I'm best at, because my show, I can guarantee you've never been on another show like this. You've never had another interview like this, because we keep it 100. You know, life is real, man. Life should be shared. You know, my idea in life is to give each and every person a 360-degree view into Mike D'Angelo, because they see what they see on social media. And, you know, text is construed. They see what they, you know, people post about you. And, you know, you can eloquate from that, and you can take away from it. But unless you hear the words out of your mouth, there's no true meaning or intent to it. You know, today's show took a totally different direction than I thought it was going to go, because you're quite an elegant person in life. You're an inspiration to me, and I don't get inspired much, bro. You know, I interview a lot of people, you know, because, as you know, not only do I do the music industry, I've also been in the sports aspect of the industry for 21 years, and you probably are my truest guest to date, because you just don't speak about it. You truly are about it, and you don't want to just see it end at that. You want to see it. You want to see it grow. You want to see it correlate into a legendary. But you don't want to be the main retrospect behind that, and that's humbling, bro. You know, this world is a fucked up place, and I apologize to my listeners, but this is just where I'm at. You know. It truly is. You know, people say, "I got your back," when they truly stabbing you in the back. You know, people don't get the fact that there's people that live on a 6x6 block that have never been off that block because they're afraid they're going to get killed. People think they have an understanding of life, and they truly don't even know what the hell life is. And, bruh, you live in it. You live in it 100, and it's truly a tremendous aspect. You know, I'm going to play one more track real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to finish up this interview, because I know you got things to do, but I also want to get a little bit more knowledge out of you. So we're going to play one more track, and when we come back, we're going to go ahead and pop more of the interview off with you, bro. It's deep.
Okay.
Captain.
I used to sleep in the trap house. All on the floor with the strap out. I did my time, now I'm back out. Shopping cause I wanted that house. And now, so now, so now, so now, so now, so now, so now. I used to sleep in the trap house. All on the floor with the strap out. My time, now I'm back out. Shopping cause I wanted that house. And now, so now, so now, so now, so now, so now, so now. I used to sleep in the trap house. I fuck a bitch and she tap out. I fuck a bitch and she black out. Ballin' like I'm Jerry Stackhouse. But next when I dress, I'll be flat out. My shirt off, my dress, hang my tat out. Got girls everywhere like a frouse. You try me, then I pull a get out. I'll be in the kitchen cooking. Whipping like a whooping. Out the window, I be looking. On the rug like a muzzle. Had to get in front of my, had to get in front of play, soon to the fly, when I cribbed at my car, Pauly knocking at the door. Counting money on the floor. Say you wanna go to war. Get the chopper off the drop. Had no money in my pocket. Remember I was living poor. All these honeys in my pocket. Dead bodies like the mud. I used to sleep in the trap house. I used to sleep in the trap house. In the trap house, all on the floor with the strap out. I did my time, now I'm back out.
shopping cause I wanted the house. And now, so 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 now. I used to sleep in the trash. I used to sleep in the trash. I used to sleep in the trash. All in the
floor. And we're back. You know, I kind of faded that out a little bit too soon, but I just wanted to give more to the true aspect and the definition of Mike Angelo, D'Angelo. You know, I'm so caught up in this interview today, bro. Mad love and mad respect. But to my listeners on iHeartRadio and Univision, the more downloads, the more airtime it gets during the week. So I suggest you download the hell out of this interview, because the more it'll get played and the more the message of a true man in the industry will be heard. You know, much love to iHeartRadio and Univision for giving me this platform to be able to share artists of this magnitude and this talent. With that being said, I'm gonna drop it over to Trip and let Trip, you know, get at you some more, and then I'll come back and then we'll wrap things up, my homie.
That's good. Hi, Mike. I got a question, man. We were talking earlier, and this is just kind of a callback question for me, something that I wanted to ask and didn't quite have the time from you dropping all the knowledge on us that I definitely appreciate. But it goes back to when we were talking about James Anthony Smith. We were talking about the Jordans,
right.
And we were talking about how people see the attention. People see the shine that people get whenever they're wearing these shoes, and they give them that attention, and then that can lead to, as we've seen, some terrible things. My thoughts have always been, I've been lately trying to focus more on the mentality behind that. Like, what is it that you believe is a driving force for humanity, so it seems, to have that material want, to have that want for power over people, to have that, what seduces man into those kinds of patterns? Is it media? Is it socially what we are? I mean, what do you see?
It's, you know, for every cause there's an effect. For every action, there's a what? You feel me? Like, you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, say that again.
I said, for every cause, there's an effect, and for every action, there's a what?
Reaction.
Right, so, you know, I when these kids or these people go buy these Jordans, people react to it. It might be the cutest girl on the block, or the in crowd might show attention. Some people want to be into that in crowd. It's the energy that the energy and attention that the materialistic brings. So say, for instance, you know, you don't see kids dying over a pair of Bobos from Payless. You don't see people taking each other lives for a sweater that's in Target. You feel me?
Right.
Now these things do the same thing. They're able to clothe your body. They're able to, you know, clothe you and make sure you're comfortable and, you know, make you feel a certain way. It's all about how it make you feel, because people make you feel that way. So if I put on a pair of Payless shoes, I might feel so insecure and, you know, scared and so let down that people won't laugh at me, because having them Jordans, that's what everybody doing. That's what everybody wants. And that's what they feel what the new cool is. But who's going to be strong enough to say, I don't care if you laugh at me because I got on these Payless. My priorities are intact. Taking care of mine. I'm happy. I'm mentally free, so I can stay physically free. These people that's getting this materialistic stuff, they still hurting inside. They use these things to cover up pain or cover up insecurities. That's why you see some of the most famous, richest people commit suicide. You know?
I like that you touched on at the end, to cover up the pain and the insecurities. Trying to use that materialistic items as like a drug, like its own release, trying to get those endorphins going, try to make their way in the world, man. That's deep. I respect that.
Right. Right.
Man. I guess I just wish I could help make it different. And that's what I appreciate about you and respect about you, is watching the different ways that you are making the difference right now and moving forward. And got your Be Legendary campaign that will be a Be Legendary empire. So definitely mad
right.
respect on that.
One more time,
shout out where people can follow you right now. For listeners that might have caught it, missed it a little bit earlier, where can they follow you on Instagram? How can they keep up with everything that you're doing?
Man, you can follow me via Instagram at IAM underscore MIKEDANGELO underscore. IAM underscore MIKEDANGELO underscore. I am Mike D'Angelo. You can follow me. There's a link in my bio. It's going to take you to certain articles. It'll take you to my website, IamMikeD'Angelo.com. And, you know, just keep up with the journey and keep up what I'm doing, you know, on my Instagram and stuff like that. Everything that happens with me, I share it with the people. So, you know, you want to be a part of the Legendary, you know, brand and stuff like that, just hop on board. I love everybody.
Man, I'm already on board, homie. I'll get with you in the next day or two. And I'm one that has a lot of friends and a lot of places. And your inspiration, your motivation, and the purpose in life that you have, it needs to continue. It needs to grow. So I'll be the first and foremost, man. I'm going to extend my hand, and I'm going to reach out to Mike D'Angelo and become part of that Be Legendary family, because what you're doing is truly an honor, not just for life in general, not just for the music industry, but just about being real, sharing what's in your heart, being the way people are supposed to be, living life as it was meant. You know, you made an analogy that just really threw me off curve. You know, you said we're dead longer than we're alive. So why not make the best of what we got? And that's what Mike D'Angelo is doing. You know, you look at all the layers and you peel them back, and you're truly a man that has defined himself by the pain on the path that he's walked on. And you didn't let that hold you back. You created greatness from an atrocity, from struggle, from perseverance. Most people don't understand or get that equate antidote out of life. You know, my man, you truly are. And I know I said this already, but you truly are a wise old soul and a very young man. And it's just a blessing to be able to share you with my listeners. You know, I never thought that life could be so simple until I talked to Mike D'Angelo. I mean, you break it down real, homie. You know, coming from the hood, let's be real about it, man. You know, I'm going to take off my radio voice. I'm going to take off every aspect of it. Man, you're just real, Holmes. I mean,
I appreciate it, bro.
That's just what it's about, man. It's not about coming on here and bragging about what you do or what you've done. It's about what you are. And that's what I take away from today's show, man, is you are what you are, and you ain't going to change for nobody. And, my friend, that is legendary.
Legendary,
you know,
for life.
Legendary for life. Amen to that, brother. When you look at 2018, it's a tremendous year that's just starting, you know, and your story is going to be heard by hundreds of thousands of people after this interview is done. You know, what part, besides what we talked about today, would you like people to understand in the future of Mike D'Angelo?
The future, I don't know where I'm going to be. Like I said, I don't live by that theory. But what I've done thus far, you know, like I said, nothing is impossible. When they say impossible, just look at it a little closer and it says I'm possible. So focus on that I'm. Focus on that seed that's already been planted within yourself, and, you know, share it with the world. You know, let's help each other. Let's each one teach one. And sometimes people don't have the confidence to do that, so let's pull it out of them. So, I mean, that's about it. In the future, whatever the future holds, you know, the people that stick with me and follow me, and, you know, I don't want it to be like people follow me. Don't follow me. More so, be right beside me. You know, let's walk arm in arm, arm to arm, and let's cross through, let's break barriers, let's make history together, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you 100. You know, Mike, truly, it's been an honor to have you on the show today to peel back the layers of pleasures on my homie. Because, like I said, you know, people, they'll look at a picture of you. And let's just speak real for a moment before we bump off here. You know, people will look at a picture of you and they say, oh, that's a thug. You know, that's just one of them, you know, them gangbangers. And I think that's a problem in life. You know, so I love the analogy, if we were all blind, would we know any different?
Right.
And, bruh, that's one, the wonderful thing about, you know, being on syndicated radio. Yeah, I'm not like that, all these other people that are out there doing the video format. Yeah, I'm going to it because the people are asking for it. But when you look at an interview like this and you peel back the layers, the genuineness, the real, the raw comes out of an interview like this, and it actually shows people truly who Mike D'Angelo is. And, bruh, I'm impressed, because you look at all these mumble rappers, you look at all these other artists that are coming up in the industry, they don't have a clue. And I'm not meaning to knock anybody, but when you look at it, you got to give back to those who have created you. And you're doing that tenfold. You know, bruh, you got a tremendous life, a tremendous career, but yet you're Mike D'Angelo. If you had a statement to say to just your family, the ones that have truly backed you, stood by you, you know, and you know, honored you, what would that statement be just to those in that dot of yours? Not your circle, but your dot.
Thank you for, you know, sticking with me through me defining this. Still to this day, I'm defining who Mike D'Angelo truly is. All I know is that with life, I get better with time. So as long as I got time and God grant me that, thank you for being there. I can't tell you that I'm not going to make a mistake 5 minutes from now. I can't predict the future. But if you can, you know, love me through the good and the bad, and if you have loved me through the good and the bad, I mean, unconditional love, thank you. And anybody that I left a scar or a bad stain on their heart and their mind or in their life, I'm not going to tell you I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you that, you know, that's who Mike D'Angelo was at that moment. And I wouldn't trade that for a world, because of Mike D'Angelo today. Wouldn't be who I am today without those mistakes. So please forgive me. But don't forget. You feel me?
That's deep, homie. That's deep.
Yeah.
I feel you 100. You know, Mike, it truly has been an honor on behalf of myself to be able to have such a legendary man. And I'm going to say it because I can. It's my show, bro. You can't argue with me. But to be able to have a legendary man on my show, you know, it truly made a difference in my life. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Bullshit. Bro,
right.
You taught a 51-year-old man a lot about life in just a little over an hour. And mad props to you, bro. Much respect and much love. I'm going to hand the mic over to Tripp, let him say his farewells, and then I'll come back and we'll let you get about your business, bro. Tripp?
Thanks, bro. Hey, Mike, man, I've been quiet on this interview. I'm sitting back trying to learn, man. I got both ears open whenever you speak, and I want you to know the same thing for me. It's definitely been an honor talking to you and learning from you. And just getting to sit back and reflect to your voice, bro. Good looking out. Looking forward to following the Be Legendary campaign, following Mike D'Angelo and your journey, and watching you as you go around and you reach people with your voice. So shout out to you, mad respect. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Looking forward to our paths crossing in the future, bro.
Man, thank you so much for having me, and it was an honor to do this interview. And you know, I look forward to. I mean, I really look forward to meeting you guys, and in person, in physical form. And we need to do a part two to this. We need to do like a face to face, like in a dark room,
in the studio,
in studio interview, documentary type feel. We'll talk more about that. I want to present that with y'all because I'm not to knock anybody, but this is by far the best interview I ever done in my life.
Yo, mad respect, bro.
And that's not to knock anybody ever. That's not to knock anybody that I've worked with. I'm about to get back to, you know, work. I got a recording session that I'm about to do. So thank you guys so much, sincerely. And don't give up. Never settle for being great. Be legendary.
Most definitely. On that note, man, much love to you and your fam. Much respect. And, yeah, get with me, and we're going to make this happen, bruh. To my listeners, be legendary. Mike D'Angelo, the pleasure is all mine. Much love and respect, G. Keep being who you are, and God bless.
God bless. Be legendary.
Be legendary. Peace, my brother. Oh, my God. You know, I tell you what, I did not want the show to go that way. The show went that way. And to be able to get that honor of now Cash Money, Mike D'Angelo, wanting to do a documentary in studio with us is just, I'm going to walk away from the show in tears if I don't shut the hell up. What about you, Tripp?
Hey, let me be over here being quiet, man. Don't make me get on the mic right now because, man, that was a hell of an interview. I can't say thanks enough to Mike D'Angelo for, like I said, imparting that type of wisdom, that type of lifestyle, and being a part of it with us, bro. And I appreciate you, Don, as always, for letting me be here, for you and I chilling, keeping it real, and looking forward to doing it next week.
Oh, most definitely. You know, next week we got Kid Cudi. If all goes right, who in the hell knows in the life of Don McGuire and Tripp? You know, go out and check out the fighters. God, see, I'm all screwed up. Mike D got me all jacked up. But go out and check out Backstage with Don McGuire and the Radio Network. You know, it's a correlation that we're getting together. Just to let you know, we are taking the show to a new aspect. We're going to be adding video, creating more content, and diversifying. So if there's anybody out there that wants to jump on the sponsorship wagon, anybody that wants to be a, you know, an advertiser for the show, you know, we do have slots available. Hit me up on Facebook and inbox me, and we'll get that to you. Or hit, you know, I'll get the information out there, because I'm sure after today's show, things are just going to just even blow up that much further. You know, much love to the music community, much love to the artists and the artistry. You know, without you, we wouldn't even have had a show. On that note, I'm Don McGuire, being joined by my boy Tripp. Tripp, say your farewells, and let's bounce out this joint.
Much love to you. Much love to everybody out there. Don't forget, if you've got an opportunity to make somebody smile, go do it.
Most definitely. On that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez. Brother, without you, today wouldn't existed. I want to thank the 86ers.net, Alfred and Freddy, BiteMeMouthGuards.com, best mouthguards in the business, truly. The world champions like Randy Couture and several others truly back this organization. The United Way Merced. If you can't give the United Way Merced, give the United Way in general. Truly an organization that I back and truly backs me. You know, life is humbling, and we all learn each and every time we look at certain aspects. And I'll tell you what, I will walk away from this show deeply embedded in the life of Mikey D'Angelo. On that note, you have a good day, and God bless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Ain't fine to me, that shit don't bother me. It ain't no stopping me, constantly dodging hypocrisy. I just be flawed so properly, showing the modesty, overly effortless. Flow with a preference, only to show you the regimen. Cope with the specimen. I'm simply admitted, they know that my shine is indefinite.
been so relentless, I've been on a mission. I've been killing shit, but no one seems to get it. I've been dodging drama, trying to find a witness. Watch as I go homicidal on a victim. Young nigga flow so hard, that's what she said. The masterpiece read, you have to be actually rapping. The past is a massive effect, it's just to respect. It pays to be humble, but it's okay to be humble, cause I will blatantly sun you, don't think I will rage in a rumble, come through when I blaze like a sun. With more tenacious when I'm scorching stages, I perform and formulate a coronation. I can orchestrate a verbal forestation, then coordinate a true subordination. That means I'm a step ahead, switch flows like I wet the bed. Just pose and I recollect, sit back, kick that, more rounds for your head to flash. Never time to rest, I'm not a fan of civil bars, spit a bar that'll make a rapper quick, that's menopause. Get a cure when I spit my sickest shit at 10 or more.